Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Hi, is this Shop and Save?
No, ma'am.
Huh.
Well,
That's
what
weird.
exactly is Shop and Save, ma'am?
I have no idea. It was on my credit card, and they gave me
Okay.
this number to call.
Can I get your zip code so I can pull up an account?
It's 83333.
And your first and last name?
Terry, TerriDuQuette.
Yes, ma'am. I actually did find your account in our system. Can you verify your address?
Well, my mailing is P.O. Box 2430, Haley, Idaho.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see here that on the 18th of November, you paid shipping and handling of $7.45 for a Wi-Fi booster. That was a free welcome and gift into our factory direct savings store. It stated in the terms and conditions that when you order that Wi-Fi booster, you'll be enrolled in our
Okay.
Gadget Club with a monthly subscription fee of $49.97. And every month you're enrolled, you receive a $125 gift card to get other gadgets like the Wi-Fi booster.
Oh. Huh. Okay, well, I never got any kind of anything like that. I got the booster, but I was never told it was it's a fucking scam. Over the internet saying who was it? Somebody.
So did you ever get
Capital
the
One.
email from Shop and Save or Factory Direct
No.
Savings mail? They
No, I
sent
did
it.
not. I got the whole thing was like a free gift from I can't even remember who now, but it was like maybe Capital One or you've been picked to do this. So I did it because I wanted the booster. I thought, ooh, let's try that and see if it helps where I live. So I live out in the boondocks. And so I received the booster. And I got the charge for the freight or, the shipping only. And that's it. That's all I ever got. I thought, well, that's that then. And then last month, there was a charge on my card for $49.97, but there was no name or phone number or anything about what it was. And I couldn't remember purchasing that, and I had no receipt. And I thought, well, with Christmas, I could have bought anything. So I just didn't worry about it, and I paid it. But now when it came again, Capital One had called me or texted me and said, "Did you purchase this?" And I said, "No." And so they looked up the account and said, "Well, you paid for it in November." And I thought, "Well, I don't remember doing that either, or in December rather." And I said, "Okay." Oh, and I remembered it being the one that I was wondering where my receipt, because I keep receipts for everything. And so I said, "Well, give me a phone number and I'll call out and see what it is." So I really had no idea I was subscribing to anything, and I do not want to do that.
Okay, ma'am, I do understand that. So it did state in the terms and conditions that when you ordered that Wi-Fi booster, it was going to automatically enroll you into our Gadget Club. So what I can do for you is go ahead and cancel out the subscription and then also issue a 35% refund off of that charge.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I just want to cancel it. You don't have to give me a credit. That's fine. I've paid for it. I don't care. And the booster was, I don't know if the booster was worth that much or not anyway, but it doesn't matter. But I just would like to cancel the subscription because I do not want to do that for $50 a month.
Okay, ma'am. So I was able to get that canceled out for you. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that'll do it. Huh.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer
Okay.
service. I hope you have a good
Do
day.
you have any kind of, do you have any kind of a cancellation number for me?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. It's going to be the letter C as in cat. 572-391.
Okay, 572-391.
Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.